In this bulletin, the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner rejects calls for volunteer firefighters to be paid. A day of mourning in Kazakhstan for those killed in a plane crash. And Comanche claims line honours in the 75th edition of the Sydney to Hobart. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deba Kwan. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has rejected calls for volunteer firefighters to be paid. Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester says there's strong support amongst his constituents to pay volunteers working for extended periods. Commissioner Fitzsimmons has told Sky News volunteer firefighters have made their views clear.
The overwhelming message from volunteers, even those I caught up with on Christmas Day and over this period, is that they don't want to be paid to be volunteers. But what we've got to do is ensure that there's a safety net.
Higher temperatures have prompted total fire bans in three regions of New South Wales. The Southern Ranges, Southern Slopes and Manara Alpine areas are affected, with daytime temperatures forecast to sit well above average across much of the state. Very high fire danger is forecast for nine New South Wales regions in the ACT. Meanwhile, in South Australia, Country Fire Service crews will be placed strategically around the Adelaide Hills fireground as weather conditions deteriorate over the next 3 days. The CFS is particularly concerned about weather forecasts for Monday, when temperatures are likely to hit 40 degrees Celsius in Adelaide with strong winds ahead of a cool change. Kazakhstan is holding a day of mourning to remember the 12 people who died when a plane crashed shortly after takeoff in the country on Friday. 100 passengers and crew were on board when the plane crashed and collided with a house, but many on board survived without serious injury. Most on board were Kazakhs, but the injured also included citizens of China, Kazakhstan and Ukraine. The cause of the crash is unclear. Filipino authorities say the death toll from the typhoon that swept across the country on Christmas Day has risen to 28. Typhoon Fanfone, with winds of 195 kilometres an hour, tore roofs off houses and toppled electric posts as it cut across the country. 12 people remain missing, while over 58,000 people have been left stranded. Richard Gordon, chairman of the Philippine Red Cross, says survivors are vulnerable.
Well, right now they're out in the open. They have lost their homes. Some of them are in evacuation centers, but they cannot stay there for long. We're trying to roll out as fast as we can sleeping mats, blankets, mosquito nets, and of course the tarpaulins for a temporary shelter.
A tropical cyclone has made landfall off the coast of Fiji, forcing hundreds of residents to seek higher ground to avoid flooding. Flash flood warnings are in place after the Category 2 storm passed off the southwest of the main island of Viti Levu on Saturday morning, bringing with it wind gusts of 130 kilometres per hour at the centre of the storm. Many day cruises around the islands have been called off, while Fiji Airways has cancelled several inter-island flights and flights to Australia and New Zealand. A new report has warned climate change could force the Boxing Day cricket test to be moved to November or March. The Australian Conservation Foundation report used analysis from Monash University. David Holmes, director of the Monash Climate Change Research Hub, says the number of extreme heat days in Melbourne during December is expected to increase significantly.
The heat will be increasing, so right up to out to 2060, 2080, a significant number of more extreme heat days, which will be very disruptive to play and quite detrimental to the health of players, officials and fans.
And to sport, Comanche has claimed line honours in the 75th edition of the Sydney to Hobart after making the most of overnight wins to break free of a five-strong Super Maxi pack. Blackjack and Wild Oats 11 are jostling for third place behind InfoTrack, while nine-time winner SHK Scallywag 100 is in fifth place. Comanche skippered by Samantha Grant and Jim Cooney was last year pipped by Wild Oats 11 in a nail-biting finish on the River Derwent. And now a look at today's weather. Perth sunny 28, Adelaide sunny 38, Melbourne partly cloudy 34, Hobart hot wind easing 31, Canberra hot morning smoke haze 37, Wollongong sunny 28, Sydney sunny 29, Newcastle much the same 32, Brisbane partly cloudy 29, Cairns showers 31, and Darwin shower or two possible storm 35. This is SBS News.